So my daughter Sarah got married just over a month ago, right here at St. Joseph's. And I was fortunate enough to give the homily at her wedding. And I centered it around an inspirational quote that she had framed, and it hangs on her wall at her house. It reads simply, "Faith in God includes faith in His timing." And I use that quote because my daughter had to be patient for longer than she would have liked until God sent her the perfect man to be her husband. And given all the richness of this gospel, I just want to focus on one little point. And that is the patience that Mary and Martha displayed, their trust and faith in God as they waited for Jesus to come to them and come and bring them aid. Why did Jesus delay? When he had heard that Lazarus was seriously ill, he deliberated and deliberately stayed for a few days. And that seems kind of cold and indifferent. Martha and Mary were his friends. He loved them and they loved him. They had a relationship. When he does arrive and finds Lazarus dead, both Martha and Mary say to him, "Lord, if you had been here, if you had come earlier, if you had come on time, Lazarus would not have died." They knew about Jesus's healing miracles, and they had confidence that he could have helped their brother. And they knew how much Jesus loved Lazarus. We too often say similar things. "Jesus, we love you. Why are you not answering my prayers? Why have you done nothing? You have the power, you have the love. Why are you apparently staying away? Why do you seem indifferent to me or the serious needs I'm praying for?" I think these are perfectly natural things to think and to feel and to pray about, especially when it seems like God loves us less than he could, or that he is not using his power or his love to get us out of a problem. Whether our problem is a physical illness or a mental illness or a spiritual illness, maybe it's a loss of faith, be it for ourselves or someone that we love. Why doesn't God seem to always answer our prayers? I believe that God does always answer prayers, but his timing is better than ours. That's why I keep coming back to this phrase, "Faith in God includes faith in God's timing." Often we want instant answers, but they're not usually what is best for us. In his wisdom, God knows this, knows that in the end it will work out better for us and for those that we pray for, if he uses his power in his time and not ours. There is no limit to that power. He can heal the sick, he can raise the dead, he can convert the unbeliever. And there is no limit to his love. He wants what is really best for each and every one of us, whether we deserve it or not. But he knows what we do not know. He works all things for our good in the end, but we don't see the end. We do not see the future. Only he does. If we trust in his love, his power, and his wisdom, all of which are perfect and unlimited, he will do something better than we ask for, not something worse. In this incredibly rich gospel that we all just proclaimed together, John shows us God's love. He shows us his wisdom and his power more effectively than we could ever imagine. Raising Lazarus from the dead is even better than Jesus healing him before he dies. He showed his love for Lazarus by giving us the shortest verse in the Bible, "And Jesus wept." What does God feel about our suffering and our death, Jesus shows us his love is totally human as well as totally divine. God is not indifferent to our pains. He feels every one of them. And Jesus shows us God's tears. He showed his wisdom by waiting so that even a greater miracle could happen than the healing Martha and Mary expected. He showed us power by conquering not just sickness, but death itself, simply by a word. He commanded Lazarus come out, and he did. Even death has to obey his power. Nothing can withstand it. In today's gospel, love and wisdom and power is on full display. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is the light of the world. God is love and the source of all love. But do we believe this? That is the question he is asking us today, right here at this very moment. As you hear those words spoken to Martha 2,000 years ago, he is speaking those same words to us now. When Martha makes that magnificent declaration of faith on the road of Bethany, she does so at the instigation of a question from Jesus. Do you believe this? And Martha's answer becomes the gold standard for all disciples. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Most of us, to be honest, are only beginning to live into that same response. To enter it fully, we have to be able to walk to the end of the road with Jesus and not to fear the stench of the tomb. Death is a fate for all human beings. No one is spared. The grave swallows the righteous as well as the sinner. In the face of death, we're encouraged to choose life, which is found only in Jesus Christ. As the prophet Ezekiel foretold and Jesus demonstrated today, God will open our graves and have us rise from them. As we continue redirecting our hearts towards the truth of the resurrection, let's pray that during the remainder of this Lenten journey, that we have patience and faith and trust in God's timing to answer all of our prayers. And let's also pray for the courage to believe in the love of God like Martha and Mary.